Obviously, I mean, with the Farm Bill on the floor right now, our main message that we're delivering from USDA and from the administration is that farmers need a Farm Bill. And so we're urging that the House, a favorable vote on the House bill overall, because it is a necessary step in the process that we need to complete to get a Farm Bill done. And we know that farmers want some certainty. We have farm income that's down around 40-50% over the last 4 years. Farmers are working on slim margins, and we think that the kind of safety net programs, the crop insurance programs, risk management tools, conservation programs are all really important to provide some certainty to producers, especially since there's a lot of anxiety out there as well on trade. We haven't taken positions on amendment by amendment on the Farm Bill, but certainly we recognize that the sugar program and the amendment that is being offered on that would really have quite an effect on the sugar program. And so, you know, very sympathetic. We recognize that we need to get a bill passed. And I know that, you know, Chairman Conaway, I think, will be in a very difficult position if it were to come to pass, because clearly he knows that he's going to need the support of America's sugar farmers to get a Farm Bill through the Senate, through the House floor. We think that there is reason enough to vote for the Farm Bill the way it is, again, to provide that certainty that farmers need, that safety net that farmers need. And then number two, the administration, the president, and we at USDA are strong supporters of some of the reforms that are made to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that's in the Farm Bill, of having those folks who are able-bodied, who are not sick, or the elderly that don't have school-age children, of requiring that if they're going to continue to receive food stamps after a certain point in time, that they need to be either working 20 hours a week, or they need to be seeking job training and getting education so they can enter the workforce. And we think that's important as to try to help people to self-sufficiency. And the other part of it is that the bill not only requires that, but it also then makes the investment in job training and programs to try to help people get the skills they need so that they can be employed and be productive members of society.